Kelsier burned the 11th medal. Nothing changed. He still stood in that Luthadel square, facing down the Lord Ruler. A hushed audience, both Ska and Noble, watched at the perimeter. A squeaking wheel turned lazily in the wind, hanging from the side of the overturned prison wagon nearby. An inquisitor's head had been nailed to the wood of the wagon's bottom, held in place by its own spikes. Nothing changed, while everything changed. For to Kelsier's eyes, two men now stood before him. One was the immortal emperor, who had dominated for 1,000 years, an imposing figure with jet-black hair and a chest stuck through with two spears that he didn't even seem to notice. Next to him stood a man with the same features, but a completely different demeanor. A figure cloaked in thick furs, nose and cheeks flush as if cold. His hair was tangled and windswept, his attitude jovial, smiling. It was the same man. "Can I use this?" Kelsier thought, frantic. Black ash fell lightly between them. The Lord Ruler glanced toward the Inquisitor that Kelsier had killed. "Those are very hard to replace," he said, his voice imperious. That tone seemed a direct contrast to the man beside him, a vagabond, a mountain man wearing the Lord Ruler's face. "This is what you really are," Kelsier thought, but that didn't help. It was only further proof that the 11th medal wasn't what Kelsier had once hoped. The medal was no magical solution for ending the Lord Ruler. He would have to rely instead upon his other plan. And so, Kelsier smiled.
"I killed you once," the Lord Ruler said.
"You tried," Kelsier replied, his heart racing. "The other plan, the secret plan."
"But you can't kill me, Lord Tyrant. I represent that thing you've never been able to kill, no matter how hard you try. I am hope."
The Lord Ruler snorted. He raised a casual arm. Kelsier braced himself. He could not fight against someone who was immortal. Not alive, at least.
"Stand tall. Give them something to remember."
The Lord Ruler backhanded him. Agony hit Kelsier like a stroke of lightning. In that moment, Kelsier flared the 11th medal and caught a glimpse of something new. The Lord Ruler standing in a room. No, a cavern. The Lord Ruler stepped into a glowing pool, and the world shifted around him, rocks crumbling, the room twisting, everything changing. The vision vanished. Kelsier died. It turned out to be far more painful a process than he had anticipated. Instead of a soft fade to nothingness, he felt an awful tearing sensation, as if he were a cloth caught between the jaws of two vicious hounds. He screamed, desperately trying to hold himself together. His will meant nothing. He was rent, ripped, and hurled into a place of endless shifting mists. He stumbled to his knees, gasping, aching. He wasn't certain what he knelt upon, as downward seemed to just be more mist. The ground rippled, like liquid, and felt soft to his touch. He knelt there, enduring, feeling the pain slowly fade away. At last he unclenched his jaw and groaned. He was alive. Kind of. He managed to look up. That same thick grayness shifted all around him. A nothingness? No, he could see shapes in it, shadows. Hills? And high in the sky, some kind of light. A tiny sun, perhaps, as seen through dense gray clouds. Kelsier breathed in and out, then growled, heaving himself to his feet. "Well," he proclaimed, "that was thoroughly awful." It did seem there was an afterlife, which was a pleasant discovery. Did this mean Mare was still out there somewhere? He'd always offered platitudes, talking to the others about being with her again someday. But deep down, he'd never believed, never really thought. the end was not the end.